The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I had some disturbing and very unpleasant news this past week. My brother called and said, Dad has COVID. Now, my dad is 97 years old. His body's slowing way down. And it doesn't matter what you think about COVID. When it hits people who are more elderly and their bodies are slowing down, it really takes a toll on them. It's true about any type of disease, not just COVID, but even the fall flu can do that. Well, Dad started with a headache, and then but the most thing was he couldn't talk. And I called him, and
that's what it was. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't even talk to you.
And I just said, well, just answer a few minor questions. Can you breathe okay? He said yes. And headache, no. And fever, yes. So my brother took him, of course, to the doctor immediately. To see what they could do. And they did an infusion. It was something that's kind of a new process to help build up the immune system in him. And he's doing significantly better today. He actually talked with him, and he almost sounds completely normal. Another listener, Bob, he lives in the St. Louis area. His dad, too, had COVID just a week ago. I mentioned to him, and he said, yeah, his dad got it last week, too. And his dad was so weak he couldn't even, he drove himself to the hospital, but he couldn't even get out of the car to go into the emergency room. They checked him out, and they helped him some, and they sent him back home, and Bob's dad is now better too. It's a rough thing when you get some of these sicknesses, because it really can, well, it can lead to death. There are symptoms to, well, especially like COVID or the flu, and you are aware of all these symptoms as well. Headache, fever, body ache, mind confusion, lack of energy, loss of taste and smell. All these are symptoms that there's a virus in you that's attacking you and wants to overwhelm and kill you. It's important to be aware of these symptoms. Well, in fact, when I go as a pastor to visit people in the nursing home, they ask me, do you have any symptoms? Because they don't want me to bring anything to people, because if the symptoms are there, odds are I've got this illness or virus or whatever, and I shouldn't be seeing people who are more vulnerable in life. Symptoms are a good sign that something's going on. And it's important to pay attention to these signs and symptoms. In fact, I just heard a story about a young man who, middle-aged man, I guess you'd say, he wasn't paying attention to symptoms at all, and finally went to the doctor, but it was too late. The cancer, this was cancer, moved from his lymph nodes throughout his whole body, and there was nothing at that point they could do. And it was evident with what he had. If he would have gone when the symptoms were there, yeah, there were things that could have probably destroyed the cancer, and he could be living today. You know, spiritually, I'm thinking there's a similarity. There are symptoms of something wrong with us spiritually. And Paul even referred to this. Bear with me for a second. It's a bit of a reading from Romans chapter 7. He starts in verse 15. He says, I don't understand what I do, for what I want to do, I don't do. And what I hate, that I do. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but sin living in me. Oh man, doesn't that sound like a bad case of COVID or the flu? The coughing, the sneezing. You don't want to do it. You don't want to feel miserable. You don't want to have the temperature. But all these things are there. Oh. Going back to Romans 7, verse 18, Paul says, I know that nothing good lies within me, that is, my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I can't carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. For in my inner being, my delight is God. But I see another thing working at me in the members of my body, waging war against that which is in my mind. He's referring back to God and the delight of God. And it makes me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. And here's the verse I really want to focus on, verse 24 and 25. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Just as doctors physically can care for many of our illnesses, so spiritually there is something as well. But we need to be aware of the symptoms and then take the medicine. And what's the medicine? Well, you know what it is. Turning to God and saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And looking to Him for forgiveness. And that healing, that forgiveness comes through what Jesus did. That's why He went through the illness and the death, spiritual and physical, for you and me. Again, verse 24 and 25, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you know, when we take this inoculation, faith, trust in Jesus, then we can start to see the symptoms lessening, those symptoms of doing bad, doing evil that Paul is talking about, and then doing things that are good and kind and compassionate. One person I talked to, he's actually in prison. He calls me a couple times a week. He said, I made a foolish mistake when I was in my 20s. I got angry and I killed somebody. He'll flat out admit, he's now 62. And living as a Christian now, he in prison realized, boy, he made a mess of his life. He looked to the Lord, he's found forgiveness. But he has a tough time because, you know, prison's a real tough place. And these guys, they don't take softness or lightness or even God talk easily. And they see that as a weakness. And so he's really struggling there. And he says, you know, I want to do good, but I don't always. And I see some things going on. And I say, oh, but Dave, look at what you are doing. Look what you did to help that other prisoner. Did you see how you prayed for that man? Did you see how you didn't stab him in the back like all the other? Well, yeah. Okay, that's the goodness coming out. That's the health and the healing. Those are the good signs that Jesus is working in you. So the challenge is, as I think about COVID, thankful that my dad is better and Bob's dad is better. Those symptoms are going away physically. I stop and think, okay, what symptoms do I have? Is there symptoms of something bad in my life? And then I'm turning to the Lord and saying, help me, Lord, take that away. And then I work and I stop and I think, Lord, is there good coming out of me? Helpfulness, kindness, mercy. In fact, we probably should talk about that. There's a thing that's in Galatians called the fruit of the Spirit, that when you know that God's in you, there's many things that show up, and it's called the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control, faith. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you came to deal with the illness that plagues all humanity, that of sin. And Lord, we realize that the physical illnesses that are around are just a reminder that we are not king of the world, and that there is a deeper problem, a deeper sickness, and that is sin. Thank you for dealing with that. Lord, help us when we deal with our physical aches and pains, but especially help us to be aware of this, the spiritual symptoms. Help us to be aware of the symptoms that we're not well, and also to recognize and to give you thanks when we symptoms of things that are well. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus@not-alone.net.